Thanks for taking time out to talk with me today. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Let's dive right in and talk a little bit about, of course, everyone is, I think most everyone's wanting to lighten up, especially with the swimsuit season upon us. So talk a little bit about some of the main changes we can make in our fridge to help that happen without really causing any pain.
And, you know, my goal is always to, you know, inform people that healthy eating can be delicious and easy.
Right, so talk a little bit about what we can do to our fridge to make that happen.
Well, I think a beautiful fridge is a healthy fridge, and what that means is that you're not depriving yourself, but you're taking a quick look to see which ingredients or which products you're buying on a regular basis, and you're making a healthier swap for those. So the four categories that I focus on are dairy, meat, vegetable, and fruit. So, for example, if you notice that you're drinking a lot of whole milk, you want to switch to a reduced fat, preferably skim. And there's a way to choose low-fat products. You know, there's so many wonderful products out there in the dairy market. There's reduced-fat cheeses, reduced-fat cream cheese. So you're still enjoying those creamy dairy products that you love, but you're going to cut a lot of the fat. And then in the meat category, you want to focus on high-quality, low-fat proteins like chicken, fish, turkey. Again, there's so many things that you can purchase. You know, you're still doing your grilling favorites, but maybe you'll have chicken instead of beef. And then in the fruit category, I love to have fresh chopped fruit in the fridge ready to go. But juices are another way to get a serving of fruit, and they're a great thing to cook with. I do tons of recipes with juices, and I use them in unconventional ways. I make desserts, savory things. Juices are not just for marinades. You can do all sorts of fun recipes with them. And then vegetables. Vegetables should really be the focal point of your meal. So you want to make sure that you're stocking up on a lot of different veggies. I also have some of those pre-chopped, or, you know, I'll slice them up for myself at the beginning of the week, so I have a quick snack. And that's a great way to make sure that everything that you have on hand is healthy, accessible, ready to go, so that you're not tempted to reach for the phone and call the corner pizza store.
Right, and also if you don't have that big bag of chips sitting there staring at you, then it's not going
to
matter.
To avoid temptation,
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
So you know that you're starting from a good point.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about portions, and I think that seems to be just a huge problem for Americans especially. Even if they're eating the right things, too much of it could be bad as well.
Right, and with portion size, what I usually tell people, I know it's very challenging to sit down and measure everything and count all the calories, and it gets confusing. I use the trick of a coffee mug. A portion is about a cup. So if you think of a coffee mug, about half a large coffee mug is a portion. So that gives you an idea. And also, if whatever portions of food you're eating, if you swap them out for the healthier things, if you're eating white processed bread, if you switch it for whole grains, not only are you going to get, you know, have a portion, you'll feel fuller because you're getting more fiber from the whole grains, but you're also getting more vitamins and minerals. So it's also about the quality of the things you choose, and that determines how you should stock your fridge.
Right, and you'd mentioned that you had that you use the fresh juice just in unconventional ways. Is there a couple of maybe real easy recipes that you can throw on that everyone would be able to remember, do you think?
Sure. I do a lot of sauces with them. I make a wonderful teriyaki sauce, but I also do a caramelized apple cobbler with a Simply apple juice, which I love. And that's something that's great for the holidays. And we know the 4th of July is just around the corner, and everyone loves desserts. But with an apple cobbler, you're getting plenty of servings of fruit. So that's a great dessert for the summer months.
Very great. Okay, now I wanted to find out if you yourself had a website that I can direct my listeners to, and also if there's any other websites you want to direct them to as far as getting additional information.
Sure. If they're interested in the products I mentioned, they can visit simplyorange.com, and my site is skinnychef.com for recipes.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Chastity.
Bye-bye.